Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Listen, you never lose because there's always opportunity behind what you're doing. You just have to discover the lesson that's being presented in a way that's going to help you more in life. As you're growing and developing more in life for yourself, you have to know that there are going to be challenges. There are going to be life that pushes you, that encourages you, that inspires you. There's going to be different challenges that you will have to face in order to identify that you can do something new, that you put your mind to. See, when you put your mind to something, you're doing it in a way that's not only benefiting you, but it's showing that you are on the right path. And instead of losing, you're winning more, because when you're winning more for yourself. See, when you win more for yourself, now you have to be able to identify the type of winning that you're doing, the type of winning that you're accomplishing, the type of winning that you are going through. And as you're going through, you have to know it is for you. You have to recognize that you're here to grow and develop. And as you're growing and developing, you accomplished what you put your mind to. So if this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure Knowledge, we speak about personal development, marketing, and business strategies. Today, we're talking about business strategies, business tips on how you can start implementing for yourself and to become the best that you can be. So if this is your first time, make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Make sure you go ahead and like, leave a comment, and engage with the conversation, because today we're talking about losing. We're talking about losing and winning, and how losing is the most competitive thing that we go through, because we have to recognize that we're doing something for ourselves. So when you do something for yourself, you have to know that it's not going to always go your way. It's not going to always go your way. I'm not in my original office, in my original studio. I'm at the library, okay? I'm at the library. I was at a pitch competition all day. And so when I was at this pitch competition, I was really learning and putting myself out there. And as I'm putting myself out there, I'm really just observing the information. I'm gaining the information and the knowledge, and it's really helping me. And even though I was out all day at this pitch competition, I said to myself, I'm still going to go live. I'm still going to go live because I'm committed to the process. I'm committed to the journey. I'm committed to the work, because the work is something that has to be done, whether you are ready for it or prepared for it or not. So I knew I was gonna be at the pitch competition, so I brought my equipment with me. You dig? I got my laptop, I got my camera, I got my bags. Here's the thing about the journey and grinding, is that you have to make it work with you. You have to make it work for yourself, because as you're making it work for yourself, you're developing for yourself. And what's happening over time is that one thing leads to another. The next thing comes from the previous effort. And your effort gets constantly built off of what you're constantly doing and how you're improving. And so what this pitch competition did for me today is that it taught me that you're doing something right. First, you might not win everything. You might not win anything. Furthermore, when you're getting and putting yourself out there, you're winning something. You're winning and gaining something. And so when I was at the pitch competition today, let me tell you how it went. So first off, we had to pitch our business and what we do, who we like to help, and the problems that we like to solve. So when I got up there and presented myself, I was confident. I knew what I wanted to go, what I wanted to say, who I wanted to help, and how I wanted to go about helping them. I was confident on it, and I delivered my confidence. My confidence was felt throughout the room. And so when I was sitting there watching other founders pitch their businesses, I'm just watching, I'm just learning, I'm just growing, I'm just developing. See, what did they do? What did they say? And improve in my head, like, okay, what do I want to say? How do I want to say it? How is the audience reacting to them? And so what really opened my eyes is that it taught me that when you put yourself in a situation, when you put yourself in an environment, you have to be ready for the lessons that will be presented. And so even though I wasn't aware of the type of lessons that would come, it hit me when I was about to leave because I wasn't able to win nothing. See, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I played football in high school and the competitive edge is still in me. I still have the desire to compete. I still have the desire to be challenged. I still have that desire to push myself. But how I'm pushing myself is completely different than sports. In sports, there's a winner, there's a loser. One scores more, one scores less. The one who scores more wins. One who scores less loses. And so what really sparked my interest is that not only was I able to be in an environment with other founders, I was able to be in a room and just be there learning information, be there observing them. Because one thing that happens is that when you get around the right people, the right information will be discovered to you in order for you to start growing for yourself. And so as I'm in this room, as I'm in this environment, this pitch competition, I'm proving to myself in my head that I can do it. I'm proving to myself that I can do it. And as I'm proving to myself that I can do it, I have to know that it's going to take time for me to do it more often. It has to take time for me to get good at it. And so as I'm presenting myself, I know for a fact I want to help podcasters. As I'm helping podcasters or entrepreneurs who want to start their podcast, I have to know the type of verbiage to use, the type of communication to put out. And as I'm putting my story out and I'm sharing the type of business I would like to have, I'm aware of my confidence. See, when you lose your confidence. See, I'm very competitive. I was losing my confidence because I'm like, dang, they ain't called my name. Who don't like their name being called? I was expecting my name to be called, but my name didn't get called. My name didn't get called, so I felt some type of way. It wasn't the fact that I was jealous of the next person. More so, it was like, why my name didn't get called? And so when I was about to leave and I was grabbing my bags, I was about to leave, then the people that was in the room came up to me and was like, hey, good job on your presentation. I still want to stay in contact with you. I still want to stay in communication with you. Even though you didn't win, I want to stay in communication with you because you know what it can grow from this. It can be improved from this. Your story is meant to be heard. And so as I'm speaking to people that was in the room that I'm speaking with and I'm pitching to, I'm learning more about opportunity. I'm learning more about chance. I'm learning more about risk because risk comes when you put yourself out there. Effort comes when you are putting effort towards your dreams. When you're working towards something, you have to know that it won't come out how you expect it to come out and expect it to be created. And as you're expecting it to be created, you have to know that it's only going to get better the more you do something, the more you continue to do this one thing because this one thing is showing that you are doing the right thing for you. And so as I'm pitching, as I'm communicating, as I'm talking to others, it's helping me realize I'm at the right place because I'm at the right place where others want to help one another, where others want to see the value in one another and want to push one to keep growing, to keep developing and keep evolving. See, I'm a student of life. And I say I'm a student of life because I'm always learning. There's never a day, there's never a moment, there's never a second that goes by that I'm not learning, that I'm not observing, that I'm not watching. Because I know there's information here, just like I'm in the library today. There's a lot of books that I probably would never read, to be honest. But there's a lot of information. And when I pick up a book that can potentially spark my interest, that my interest has to be developed when I read the book, when I read the information. So as my interest is being developed, I have to be able to ask questions around the information so that I can understand it for myself. I have to be willing to ask questions. And so what I really learned throughout this presentation, throughout the pitch, is that you did the best that you could. And even though you fell short, was it really short? Was it really short? In sports, one falls short because one doesn't win. One loses. You never lose because you can always gain something from the loss. And so in sports, you got one or the other. You got loser, winner, winner, or loser. In life, you have lessons, growth, experience, knowledge, and so on and so forth in many different ways that will help you know that you might not win a prize. You might not win a trophy. You might not win a reward. But the package has been presented to you differently. It's been shown to you differently. It's been represented to you differently. And the reason why that's so important is because oftentimes you just have to see the opportunity in a different light. See, when you go in and be in a different environment, the opportunity appears differently because the information that's there in front of you, that's there for you, helps you know that you're on the right path. Helps identify that the path that you're on is showing that you're doing the right thing. So in life, one thing that leads to the other, that leads to the next, is being willing to put yourself out there. It's being willing to compete. It's being willing to show up. Because when you show up, you really learn more. You really develop more. You really evolve more. Because as you're evolving, life is going to teach you why you're evolving. Life is going to show you how you can evolve more. Life is going to present to you the lessons and the growth that you have developed for yourself. You see, life, I remember when I was younger, and they had the award ceremony. They had the award ceremony. And so when everybody go there, everybody that wasn't a great player, that wasn't, didn't contribute to the team, the players that didn't contribute as much to the team, they got a participation award. Versus the players that actually did some things, they got the MVP, they got the most valuable player, they got the most improved, and so on and so forth. So there's different trophy names, yet the participation awards, just being on the team, matters because you're winning a reward for showing up. Showing up is different for everyone. Showing up is different for everybody. The reason why it's different for everybody is because you have to know that it's going to create an environment that will help you grow for yourself, that will help you develop for yourself. See, you can only show up and get a participation or reward when you identify how you're showing up for yourself. When you recognize you're doing it for yourself, and as you're doing it for yourself, you have to know that you're improving over time. I remember I was in middle school, and when I was playing football, I wasn't as bad, but I was good. I got some playing time. I played on the field a couple times, a couple downs. And so I wasn't the best that I could be, but I was just playing. And so during that time, during my seventh grade year or eighth grade year, we was playing football, and we was beating all the teams. We was winning every game that we was playing. As we winning every game that we were playing, we're building our confidence. We're showing up, and we're constantly dominating how we're supposed to be dominating. And so when I was aware of how I was showing up, it showed me something. It showed me that I have to be different. And even though you're different, it's okay to continue to show up. So picture this. I had my football clothes on, even though all the football material is the same, but my socks was different. I had gold on top of purple, where you can see the purple within the gold. And then I was really showing up in a way where I can be remembered. At least for myself, I can remember myself. And so during that time, it taught me that if you really put the work in behind you showing up, the work behind you showing up will be multiplied, because you can walk and win championships that you don't even expect to win. You can win rewards that you don't even expect to accomplish. You can have accomplishments that you don't even expect. And see, the reason why that's so important, because understanding what the process is gives you a boost, gives you an extra level of encouragement to say that you're on the right path. You're on the right path because the path that you're choosing is the path that you would like to focus on. So So during this pitch competition, I'm in the room, and as I'm in the room, I'm just observing, like, what's going on, who's winning, who's moving, who's doing, who's talking, because I want to learn. I want to show up, but as I'm showing up, I'm going to take as much information as I can before I leave. See, you can only grow and develop the more you learn, the more you improve, the more you ask, because you are the one that's committed to it. You are the one that's open to it. You are the one that want to develop for yourself. You have to be the one, because if you're not the one, nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to save you. See, nobody's coming to save you because you are the one that has to do it. You are the one that needs to do it. You are the one that will have to do it. Reason being, because when you identify how you would like to go about doing it, you doing it will help you do it more often. You doing it will show you why you're doing it more often. See, this pitch competition was so great today because, one, they taught me that you can't win everything unless you're willing to learn everything. And so I'm willing to learn everything. It's not about winning. More so, it's about showing up. It's about showing up. How do you show up for yourself, and why does that even matter? So you can only grow and develop when you recognize that you're growing and developing for yourself. You are the one that controls the outcome that you are facing, the situations that you are experiencing, and the moments that's helping you become the best, become more, and grow into something that you don't even expect. So you see, this is so important because it shows your determination. It shows your will. It shows the encouragement that you get. Because when you do it for yourself, you have to know that you winning everything is impossible. Michael Jordan didn't win everything, but he showed up every game. He showed up to take every shot. He showed up to take every free throw. Why is that important? Because you just have to show up to do your best. See, you improve the more you show up, depending on how intentional you are for yourself. See, life shows you, in order to get better, you have to be willing to do better. You have to be willing to do more. You have to be willing to challenge yourself, because as you're challenging yourself, it's preparing you to accomplish what you put in your mind to. You can't develop if you're not willing to challenge yourself. I remember I went to this camp when I was younger. And when I went to this camp when I was younger, it was like a Christian camp. The camp was like a very competitive ordeal. Like, they had different games, different stations, different mentors, different conversations, and different gatherings. And so different games bring out different emotions. Different moments bring out different expressions. Different actions bring out different joy. And so during that time, we was having fun, and joy really came about, because it helped me identify that you can be good, but you don't have to be good at everything. You don't have to be good at everything. Because if you're forcing yourself to be good at everything, you can't be good at anything. You see, showing up is just saying that I'm going to do my best. Showing up is just saying I'm going to do my best regardless of how I understand what I'm doing. You don't need to understand what you're doing in order to show up for yourself to learn what you need to do. Because it's so important to even say that I'm not going to do something when doing it is the best outcome for you. See, as I was in this pitch competition, it just showed me that yes, you don't have to win everything. Even though you don't win everything, you being here is even better. You learning, you asking questions, you showing up is even better, because it's even better for the fact that you're doing it for yourself. In life, winning in life, you never lose, because you always win, depending on if you are willing to take the information that you need to get to where you would like to be. You never lose. And when you never lose, you have to know that it's going to take time for you to get to where you like to be. Losses are lessons. And when there are lessons, you grow. And when there are lessons, you develop. And when there are lessons, you grow into yourself. So knowing that you never lose teaches you that you are on the right path. You just have to learn the information that you lost at to be better over time. To get better in due time. To get better when you need to. But you can only do that the more you show up. You only do that the more often you show up. And showing up is hard. Showing up is exhausting. But the risk is better than not doing it. Because I know I'm doing it more for, not just for myself. There's a process behind everything. And when we understand the process that we're going through, now we can grow into it. So the pitch competition, it really just opened my eyes in a way that helped me not be so hard on myself. I can't win everything. And even though I can't win everything, I don't have to second guess and judge me. I don't have to second guess and judge myself because I didn't win anything. Or I can identify what has taken place. And even though it has taken place, I can look at the best outcome there is. I can look at the best outcome there is to even identify, because it helps you know that losing is not bad. Losing is not the end of the world. Losing is not punishment. It's just a lesson to help you know what you need to work on even more. It's a lesson to help you know why you need to work on it even more. It's a lesson to even recognize the lessons that you need to focus on, because the lessons that you focus on is to be well equipped. Why? Because you are the one that's putting yourself out there. You are the one that's doing it. You are the one that's growing. You are the one that's showing up. You can't do what you would like to do and show up in a way that you don't even expect it. Because it's hard. It's challenging. Yet someone has to do it. And see, winning isn't everything, but learning is everything. How can you learn what you need to do to become more for yourself? You see, losing just teaches you something that you're lacking. It teaches you something that you're lacking, because even though you're lacking it, you still can improve on it. You still can improve on it. Losing is not bad, because losing is the gateway to your growth. Losing is the gateway to your growth. You see, when you win, when you lose as much as you win, you learn to value the life that's being put in front of you, the lessons that you are discovering, and the growth that you are developing for yourself. It's overwhelming, but just because you lose doesn't mean that you're a bad player. Doesn't mean you are a bad person. You just lost at something. Everyone loses at something at some point. You just lost. But how long is it going to take for you to not be lost? That's the question. Because that question has to be focused on. It has to be focused on. And recognizing that you never lose. You only grow. You only develop. You only improve. Helps you over time to say that you're on the right path. Your path that you're on is guiding you. And it's guiding you to know that you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. So at this pitch competition, I'm giving my pitch and I'm delivering myself. And as I'm delivering myself, I know I'm doing my best. I know I'm doing my best because I'm reading the room. And as I'm reading the room, I know that over time I will continue to get better. I will improve. But for this one, it was great. It was great because it's teaching me more about what I would like to do and how I would like to go about doing it. So don't be afraid to try something and show up and identify that you just lost at something that you showed up for. It will help you build resilience, push through, and identify the path that you are on for yourself. That's what happens. When you lose, you learn. And when you learn, you grow. And when you grow, now you start winning. So if y'all got value from this, this is going to be a little short one today. Make sure you subscribe to that video, subscribe to the channel. Make sure you like and share this with a friend that's struggling with losing in life. And let them know that everything's going to be okay from this one particular video. I appreciate it.